In some rural areas in the West African country of Ghana, educating young girls is not a priority. In Obidan, where there was no high school at all, families used to send their sons somewhere else to complete their educations, but kept their daughters home to work on the farms. That is, until 12 years ago, when an American businessman stepped in to help build an all-girls school. In this installment of our series, Ghana at a Glance, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn takes us to that school.
Obidan's diaspora girls' senior high school sits on the side of a narrow, paved but unlined road in a picturesque farming community surrounded by pineapple fields and lush mountains. The private boarding school, the area's only high school, is about 90 minutes by car from the closest large urban center. Love Amagor, a home economics teacher at Diaspora, says the school was sorely needed in Obidan.
It means a lot for this village. If you go around the whole community, there's no girls' school around. So we have a lot of students who want to come here. There's no space.
So we have a free scholarship for university education.
A standing room only crowd of parents packs a large hall under whirring ceiling fans for the school's annual PTA meeting. As he waits in line to go inside, John Abogo says he is glad that his 18-year-old daughter was accepted at the school.
It's very good, and I like it.
If this school was not here, where would your daughter go to school?
She can go to any other school, but I'll find it very difficult.
It would be expensive for her to travel.
Yes, please. It is very expensive.
Nancy Benny is among a group of students moving chairs and passing out bags of water to parents. The 17-year-old says she enrolled here for several reasons.
This place is very cool. I like the environment, and I think this place will be a perfect place for me to acquire my knowledge because there's no disturbance here. There's no noise. This place is a peaceful area.
Senior Ethel Gomashi likes the environment as well and says Diaspora has done a good job in preparing her for college.
Teachers are very good, and students who are striving hard to achieve their aims here.
This one is a dormitory.
Oh, okay. Prior to the PTA meeting, Diaspora graduate Mary Sassa proudly gives a tour of the school and points out new dorms being built. Sassa, now 28 and a member of the school's board, says Diaspora is a blessing for Obidan's girls.
Most of the people around here had the belief that if you send a girl to school, she'll only end up in the kitchen, becoming someone's wife. So education is not all that necessary for the girl child. So the girls were to help the parents work on the farms to gather money to support the boys in school.
Don Felder, a wealthy African-American businessman, heard similar stories when he visited Ghana on vacation in 2001.
As we were passing through this village of Obidan, we learned that there was no school there, and the girls in that community did not go to high school. So when I heard that, I looked at my wife and I said, I can do a school. What's involved?
Felder, head of Criscore Inc., a New Jersey-based international telecommunications company, contacted Vida Amadi Yeboah, a former member of parliament and education minister. She was a key player in establishing Diaspora.
She secured the land from the chief of the village and had an architect do drawings. She came to the U.S. We met, and she showed us the drawings, and I started sending money as she needed. I think I spent about $25,000, $30,000, and the Rockefeller Foundation matched it 2-1.
The school opened in 2002, but according to school officials, because many of the students had not attended classes after junior high, they had to go through a one-year remedial program first. Principal Amelia Amate Kwaku says it was a calculated process.
They went through the community to pick their girls. Some were advanced in age. You know, the girls have stopped school. Some have decided to even give birth without getting married. And so they brought them in, confined them, so that they can be focused for school.
Some in the community predicted the school would fail. They were wrong. The school went from less than 30 students to about 350 today. Nearly 200 live on campus, and most are doing well academically. Again, Don Felder.
I got a report from the headmistress a couple of months ago telling me that over 90-some-odd% of the girls had passed their exit exams.
Over the years, Felder has become the school's biggest supporter and fundraiser. He has given diaspora officials cash donations, funded scholarships, built a library for the school's and community's use, donated computer furniture, and supplied books and other classroom materials. In addition, Felder secured donations from churches and large shipments of supplies from the Westbury School District of New York's Long Island. The school district got involved after Felder met through an acquaintance with the superintendent and other administrators.
I started shipping containers, 20-foot containers, 40-foot containers to Obidon, to the school, and then, of course, we started sharing with the primary school and the middle school there in Ghana, and the high school. We had so much stuff and so many containers that I was shipping that we eventually started supplying items to 5 different villages because we were getting so much from the Westbury School District.
These students and school officials say they look forward to Felder's once or twice a year visits. He always brings former and potential donors with him.
They go into the school and they find out what the teachers need to assist them and what the students need to assist them. And they send it back, or they come back with it, or if they know that I'm going, they'll give it to me and I'll take back.
Diaspora lost a major fundraiser when Yeboa died in 2006 after being denied a visa to the U.S. for cancer treatments. For a time after that, teachers and others weren't being paid. When Felder found out, he paid their back salaries and helped the school convert to a government-funded school in 2009. Headmistress Kwaku says Felder's work with the school will have long-term implications.
We have a lot of students here who are either totally orphans or are from very poor homes whose parents cannot provide school fees. We are believing at the end of the day, if we are able to educate these girls, we'll be able to build our nation.
Last year, 163 young girls graduated from diaspora, and a few are now attending college. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Obidon, Ghana for 88.1 WYPR.